USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is a coordinated and comprehensive response to the weather.
That's Chicago's Mayor Rahm Emanuel as the Midwest is bracing for record-breaking cold weather and never-before-felt wind chills.
City workers across agencies and departments have been working around the clock, and they will continue to do that throughout the week.
Parts of the Midwest could feel wind chills tomorrow and Thursday as low as 50 or more degrees below zero. While things may not get that bad in the Northeast, the Mid-Atlantic and the South, they too will be getting a blast of Arctic cold. Former advisor to President Trump, Roger Stone, expected to be back in a federal courtroom in Washington today and expected to plead not guilty in the Mueller probe. Outside his Florida home yesterday, he called the case against him, quote, raw abuse of power. Charges against him include obstruction, lying to Congress, and witness tampering. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually liked MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A U.S. Senate panel has just announced it's postponing a vote that was going to happen today on William Barr's nomination to be the nation's next attorney general. It's a procedural delay. Barr is still expected to be approved by the Republican-led Judiciary Committee. The vote will likely now happen next week. Anger boiling over after four Houston police officers were shot in the line of duty on Monday. A Houston Police Officers Union president says,
"We are sick of having targets on our back."
Union President Joe Gamaldi speaks after two of those four officers are critically wounded, two others lesser so but still hospitalized. The two suspects were killed at the scene, and Gamaldi says,
"We are sick and tired of having dirtbags trying to take our lives when all we're trying to do is protect this community and protect our families."
Republican Chris Christie's book hitting the shelves today, saying that President Trump has surrounded himself with amateurs, grifters, and felons. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
The White House is putting pressure on Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro by hitting that country's pound oil company with new tough sanctions. The U.S. no longer recognizes Maduro as the rightful president of the South American nation, and in a White House briefing yesterday, the Treasury chief, Steve Mnuchin, blamed Maduro for a humanitarian crisis. The U.S. has recognized Juan Guaido as Venezuela's interim president. He's the opposition leader. Two Florida congressmen are trying to declare animal cruelty a federal felony. Representatives Ted Deutsch and Vern Buchanan, a Democrat and a Republican respectively, are sponsoring the Preventing Animal Cruelty and Torture Act. It would make burning, drowning, crushing, suffocating, and otherwise hurting animals punishable by up to 7 years in prison everywhere in the United States. And singer Mariah Carey is being asked to cancel an upcoming performance in Saudi Arabia because of the jailing of women's rights advocates. She is supposed to perform at a concert alongside some others, including rapper Sean Paul, on Thursday. Women in Saudi Arabia were recently granted the right to drive, but some were arrested and even tortured after campaigning for that. A journalist from the Washington Post, of course, also killed inside the Saudi embassy in Istanbul in October. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.